Democrats don't have to worry about another coronation like they had with Hillary Clinton in 2016. Instead, with 24 candidates battling for the right to challenge President Trump next November, they are dealing with the opposite problem, a circus. So says Tim Alberta, chief political correspondent at Politico magazine. Tim, how do you see it?
You had a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth within Democratic circles 4 years ago when Hillary Clinton essentially was handed the Democratic nomination for president on a silver platter. She only faced four primary opponents in that race, two of whom were completely irrelevant to the process and dropped out before the voting even began. One of whom was Martin O'Malley, the former Maryland governor, who dropped out after getting about 1% in Iowa. So that left really her only competition for the nomination in 2016 as Bernie Sanders, who had never been a Democrat in his life. He had always identified as an independent and as a socialist. So Hillary Clinton really faced no competition because party elders felt as though she had waited her turn, that really it was her turn in 2008. And of course, that nomination was taken from her by Barack Obama. So by the time 2016 rolled around, it was well understood within the Democratic Party that you did not, under any circumstances, step forward to challenge Hillary Clinton. So it really was a coronation for her that year, and it did not turn out very well. She was not a good candidate. She did not mobilize the party's base. So what you have now, Gordon, and in politics, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and the reaction now 4 years later is to see the Democratic Party swing in the complete, total opposite direction, and instead of having a coronation, they have a circus on their hands. They've got 24 candidates running for the nomination, and they've got people fighting to get on the debate stage, and they've got back-to-back debates with 10 people who are trying to get a word in edgewise, and it's really a very, very messy process, and a lot of Democrats are already worried.
All right, so to your point, you talked to Marianne Williamson, who said, hey, this is a democracy. You know, all voices should be welcome, when you asked her if she belonged on the debate stage.
Yeah, and look, she's right, it is democracy, but democracy is messy, right? I mean, we saw this with Donald Trump, obviously, winning the Republican nomination in 2016. It was a wide-open contest. You had 17 candidates in the field, and nobody took Donald Trump very seriously, of course, but he wound up mowing down this very established, respected field of veteran Republican politicians, some of whom were thought very highly of and considered to be really top-flight candidates, and Trump made mincemeat out of them. And so it just goes to show you that nobody really knows what's going to happen when you head into one of these nominating seasons. And for some people, that's a good thing. It's an experiment in democracy, and let's see how the voters react to people and to their messages. But look, parties really don't like uncertainty. Parties want to win, and parties think that predictability and stability are really the key ingredients to winning. They don't like this kind of volatility. And so that's why you've seen the Democratic National Committee and its chairman, Tom Perez, really try to implement rules that will effectively winnow down this field very quickly.
We're speaking with Tim Alberta, chief political correspondent at Politico magazine, and he's written an interesting piece entitled "Unhappy with Their 2016 Coronation, the Democrats Start a 2020 Circus." You said, too, that Democrats are saying there's no sense of panic following the Miami debates, but I got a sense that there's a but. When does the rubber, I guess, start to hit the road here?
Yeah, look, I mean, the Democrats clearly recognize that the situation from Miami is unsustainable. You can't spend the next 6 months having 20 people debating on back-to-back nights and, you know, folks getting 4 or 5 minutes to pitch their candidacies to the American people. You have to have a more concentrated conversation. And so what the DNC has tried to do in implementing some of these new rules that I alluded to a moment ago is effectively force the threshold higher, make people have to raise more money and perform better in the polls than they have been doing.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Alberta, chief political correspondent at Politico magazine.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.